The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. To find an independent agent near you, visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. Oliver Sacks, the author of Awakenings, who wrote books on the mysteries of the brain, has died at the age of 82.
Our worlds are totally embodied in our brains, and if we lose one world, yet another world may emerge.
More after this from Charlie. Oliver Sacks was born in London to parents who were both doctors, and so when, as a child, he would ask why something was so, he didn't just get an answer, he often got a lecture. But he also faced challenges. He described his boarding school as a sadistic place run by bullies. And as he headed off for Oxford to get his medical degree, his mother, who had just found out that he was gay, called him an abomination. He told CBS's Morley Safer in 1996 that he became a loner.
I've never had any close relationships, for better or worse. I didn't used to mind that when I was totally absorbed in work.
And he was totally absorbed in work. He practiced neurology, but also studied how ferns grew. He was an excellent swimmer. He won weightlifting competitions. He was a pianist. But what made him famous was his experiment treating catatonic patients at a Bronx psychiatric hospital with a drug normally used for Parkinson's patients. He wrote a book about it called Awakenings, and over time his work convinced him that the mind can make a life for itself even if the body doesn't cooperate.
Everyone constructs worlds, and these worlds can be reconstructed, sometimes very radically, in face of mishap.
In one of his last essays, Oliver Sacks wrote, "Above all, I have been a sentient being, a thinking animal on this beautiful planet, and that in itself has been an enormous privilege and adventure." The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.